it's becoming a little bit, you know, too much in, for my opinion. You know, the same old, we concede a goal, a wonder goal from them again, great strike. And then it's the whole match trying to get something, but not finding the net and not finding the goal. So, as you say, it's frustrating, but we need to take responsibility, every single one of us. And we need to step up, you know, stand up. And, you know, it's just disappointing that, you know we can do much better than this. We know we can beat anyone, and it's just a shame that things are not happening at the moment.
When you say responsibility, is that about on the pitch, taking more shots, making more runs, doing more to affect
make
the game?
Make things happen. People need to make things happen, as simple as that. No one will criticize if, you know, you try and something doesn't happen for you, but at least we need to try and make something happen, you know, make something different. Take responsibility, you know, shoot. Because if you don't shoot, you don't score. Continue to head a shot from 30 yards out and score the wonder goal. So that's what we need to do. If we have, if people are defending deep and setting in front of us with two banks of four, of four, you know, and you can't, you don't have the space to shoot or to get through them. And when the ball cuts back and you have that little bit of space and that yard, you need to shoot. And
there's something.
And that's something that we've been lacking, you know. How can I say?
Well, is it confidence? I mean,
killer instinct.
Yeah,
you know?
And is it perhaps now time then for everyone to say to each other, well, look, let's forget it, wipe it off, now do it, get there and be positive and be what you are? Because I feel like the shackles need to come off, like somebody needs lifting.
That's what we've been trying to do in training, just shoot. It doesn't matter if, you know, at least shoot. You might hit someone, deflect. Deflection goal. So that's what we're going to keep trying without putting too much pressure, obviously, on the boys. And hopefully in the next game we can put it right, because there's still 11 games to go. A lot of points to play for. And, you know, we need to achieve what we want to achieve. So we're going to fight for that.
You've got a quick turnaround before your old club come back to St Mary's. The FA Cup tie was a bit of a shock for everyone at the time. Need to put that right on Tuesday.
Well, it's good that we have a game on Tuesday, because this game really upset me and the team, and we're not happy and we want to win the next game. So I think we're happy that the next game is so well.
Do you think you learned enough about Palace to help you on Tuesday, because they surprised us a bit at the cup match?
We saw again today against West Ham, they won away. So Palace is in great form and have been doing really well under Pardew, so we know that it's going to be another tough game, and it's up to us to get the result that we need.
Yeah, and just finally, it's a big night for everybody to stick together, isn't it? Because, you know, the fans need to be with you as well, because it might be a game of patience again.
Well, if there's something that we do, is stick together. You know, we know what we can do. We know our strengths, and you know, nothing will separate us. So we're always together, and we go through the hard times together. You know, that's how you pull through. So that's what we're going to do.